Friends, before we start our discussion on the subject retail banking, which we have taken for the discussion, let me introduce myself. My name is Abhasaheb Chavan. I am a professional banker and around 47 years of banking experience, 25 years, out of which 25 years with general banking, and remaining 22 years with foreign exchange, trade finance and credit, retail and financial credit, corporate credit. So retail banking is a subject to write the subject book as per the recent development in the market in private sector banking as well as in public sector banking. I have been assigned this job by Wellinker Institute of Management. I am thankful to them for giving me an opportunity for writing the book. I have successfully written the revised book and accordingly chapters have been devised. So the retail banking is that way, it is not new to me. Right from the day one, since last so many years, I am taking into consideration many retail banking products while explaining either credit products or foreign exchange product or maybe in general banking product. So accordingly, your book has been devised and it contains around 21 chapters. This 21 chapter divided into multiple products and processes as well as the risk management and various other elements like compliance and regulatory requirements. So let us start our discussion with chapter first, which consists of introduction to the banking, introduction to the retail banking, and this retail banking, this introduction covers almost a whole gamut of forthcoming chapters. And particularly ancient days and present days and future days retail banking roadmap is explained here in this introduction, and it is very much required to know so as to understand better the subject matter. So our objective of introduction of this particular chapter 1 is to understand the retail banking concept, its definition, what it covers, that means it is the scope, evolution of the growth, and evolution of the growth of retail banking in India specifically. Then there will be a difference between retail banking and wholesale banking, and appreciate the importance of retail banking in broader financial intermediation process, as well as we will also look into regulatory and compliance framework in basic information and emerging trend and the challenges. So taking this objective into consideration, structure of our discussion, we will focus on first part introduction. Secondly, we will have a definition and scope of retail banking, followed by evolution of retail banking in India, then comparing the retail banking with wholesale banking and importance of retail banking in financial intervention, that also we will discuss, regulatory and compliance framework also, overall retail banking is concerned, that we will take into consideration for discussion, and what would be the emerging trend or outlook after the 2025, that also we will have a certain snapshots. So as you know, in the part of introduction, as I mentioned here, some time back, that retail banking is nothing but it is a personal banking. Retail banking is nothing but it is a personal banking. And this segment of banking deals directly with the individual customers, rather than the big companies like corporation, government and institution. In our country, there are many stages of evolution of retail banking, okay, which followed by the expanding, the middle class evolution takes place, then financial literacy also increased, then there will be increasing income, then rural area is converted into urban area, and technological advancements also happens like UPI, mobile banking and digital KYC. So as of 2025, retail banking is not just about the deposit and loans, it is a technology driven customer centric ecosystem which integrate artificial intelligence driven personalization and digital lending, fintech partnership and data driven risk management within the robust regulatory framework set up by Reserve Bank of India and other authorities. Okay. Now, definition, how we'll define the retail banking? Retail banking is nothing but it refers to the provisioning the banking product and its services, banking product and services to the individual consumer rather than the business to an institutional client. This is a simple definition of retail banking. According to Reserve Bank of India, retail banking refers to the banking transactions which is undertaken with the individual customers, including the small deposit account, consumer loan, mortgage and personal loans and payment services. Expanded definition, what we have general definition above. Now, what it consists, scope, what it retail banking consists of, that means the scope of retail banking, okay? In the 21st century, the scope of retail banking has been widened beyond the traditional deposit and lending framework. It is now encompasses a wide range of financial product, delivery channels and customer segments underpinned by the technology, innovation and regulatory oversight. Some of the important key areas in retail banking consist of, number one, deposit product. Deposit product consists of savings account, current account, individual. Credit product, personal loan, home loan, auto loan, education loan, credit cards and consumer durable. All this pertains to individual, please keep in mind. Then investment and the wealth management, like mutual fund, insurance product, pension product, portfolio management, etc. Now, there will be another product like payment and transaction services. This consists of services where there is a inclusion of UPI, debit credit card, NEFT, RTGS, IMPS and digital wallet. You are all aware of it. Then digital banking consists of internet banking, mobile app, AI chatbot or digital onboarding and account aggregation. And financial inclusion consists of basic saving account for those where the banking services not at all reached. Okay, then microcredit, then direct benefit transfers, etc. Therefore, the essence of retail banking connects the household with the financial system. Then deposit services. If we consider one by one, let us have the discussion on a deposit service briefly, because this we are going to handle or discuss very deeply in next chapters also. So deposit consists of saving bank account, fixed deposit account, current account, or it may be recurring deposit accounts also. Then foreign currency non-resident, FCNR account or NRE account. That is, NRE means non-resident external account, or NRO means non-resident ordinary account for non-resident Indians. Then credit and loan products, what it consists of? It consists of personal loan, housing loan or home loan, auto loan, education loan, credit cards and overdraft facilities. Investment and wealth management consists of the product which includes mutual funds and systematic investment plan, that is SIP. Then insurance product under the balance sheet model. Then pension product like national pension system and portfolio management and financial planning services. Next product will be the payment and transaction services. Now services includes payment and services includes the digital payment ecosystem. In this digital payment ecosystem, you will find that there will be UPI, that is Unified Payment Interface, then NEFT, then RTGS and IMPS, debit and credit cards, mobile wallet, QR-based payments, bill payment platform, that is BharatPay, BBPS. Next one will be digital and technology-based services, which consist of internet and mobile banking, which you are using 24/7, okay? Then automated teller machine, that is ATMs, anytime, anywhere you are having the facility of ATMs, that you are aware, automated teller machine. Digital KYC and eKYC process, then chatbot and AI-based customer services, account aggregator framework, which enables the customers controlling the financial data sharing. Next one will be the financial inclusion and priority sector services. Financial inclusion and priority sector services. Financial inclusion, particularly in the rural and semi-urban area, where banking services are poorly reached. Therefore, their requirement is a basic savings bank deposit account, BSBDA, basic savings bank deposit account, and microcredit and self-help group. Self-help group means SSG, self-help group financing. Microcredit and SSG financing, direct benefit transfer, that is DBT scheme, and the business correspondent model for last mile delivery. Then characteristic of retail banking. Now these are the products and services offered under the retail banking in nutshell. Okay, now the characteristic of retail banking consists of certain characters that you have to remember. One, it is provided, retail banking means targets are mass market. Mass market is a target. So mass market orientation target, individual customers rather than institution. Standardized product. Products are standardized. Okay. Then wide distribution of the network delivered through the branches and digital platforms and the agent. Then there will be high transaction volume because number of people are more. So users will be more, so high transactions volume will be there. Then customer relation focus, always it is relation, customer is focal point for the retail banking services. Then regulated environment is subject to strict compliance of anti-money laundering and know your customer, that is KYC and AML standards. Now, having understood this, let us have the significance of expanding the scope. Expanding the scope. Now, scope, how will be expanded and its significance? That is coverage. Scope, I mean to say recovery. The expansion of retail banking in India has profoundly implications. The implications are economic impact because mobilization of household savings and savings deposits and savings account. Then social impact consists of it promotes the financial literacy and inclusions, making people aware what is banking and retail banking. Okay, then third one is an institutional impact that provides the bank with diversified, stable revenue stream and reducing the concentration risk. Technological impact because it drives the innovation through the fintech collaboration, open banking and digital ecosystem. Retail banking thus stand as a core pillar of economical financial system. Regulatory and supervisory context, if you look at the Reserve Bank of India under the Banking Regulation Act 1949, they issues the master directions which govern the aspects of retail banking, including KYC AML compliance, digital lending and outsourcing guidelines, data protection requirement, fair practice code, and the secure and transparent and consumer-centric framework that is important and that is issued by Reserve Bank of India. Now, let us, if you see from the past, how the retail banking has evolved. Retail banking has evolved from the state-dominated branch-based model to digitally integrated and customer-centric ecosystem, right? The development of retail banking in India can be understood through five broad phases. There are five phases for the ease of understanding. These are divided into five phases, and each each phase is shaped by the economic policy, regulatory initiative, market competition, and technological changes. Now, phase one. This is early banking and pre-nationalization era. So, bank was nationalized in 1970, now 1969. Prior to that, how the retail banking was there? So, during pre-nationalization period, the Indian banking system was dominated by private and foreign banks. Retail banking in that area was limited as banks are primarily focused on corporate clients and commercial lending. Their focus was only companies and the commercial banking, right, lending to. Second phase in 1969 to 1991, where the banks are nationalized, then the nationalization of 14 major commercial banks happened, which follows another 6 years, that is up to 1980, marked a turning point in Indian banking history. And this government objective was to use the banking as instrument for the social and economic development. Now, phase three, that is after 2000, 91 to 2000. In that phase, what was happened? The economic reform was started happening in 1991, liberalize India financial sector, opening doors for the private sector and foreign banks in 1991. Modern retail banking that you are seeing is right from 1991 because of entry of private sector and foreign banks into Indian banking sector. Next phase will be phase 4, that is 2002 to 2015, because during this period what happened? There was a technological transformation and financial inclusion happens. Digital transformation of retail banking in India started. And this is supported by the technological innovation, regulatory modernization, and growing consumer expectation. Now, key development happens in this fourth phase is core banking solution, that is CBS, which you are now calling as the CBS, that has been came into existence in 2000. Electronic payment system, that is NEFT, RTGS, that has come in during this period only. NEFT, RTGS, that is net banking, right? Then emergence of new retail product like housing loan, auto loan, credit card, consumer durable financing, that has been developed as under the retail banking product during this period. And financial inclusion initiative, which consists of no frill account, microfinance, self-help group, and its linkage programs, as well as expansion of the branch network and ATMs in rural area, is also one of the major achievements during this period. Rise of IT-enabled services is also during this period happened. Now, phase 5. In phase 5th, which you can say right from 2015 to onward, that is up to this time, that is next 10 years, you can say, there was an extreme digital revolution and fintech integration happened. So, paradigm was witnessed in a shift. A paradigm shift was witnessed in this period because retail banking, due to digitalization and regulatory motivation or innovation, India has become a global leader in digital financing. Okay. Milestones which we have achieved during this period, that is 2015 to 2025, is digital infrastructure development happened because Aadhaar card, Jan Dhan Yojana, mobile connectivity, etc., and uniform payment system is launched during this period. Fintech and neo banking has also came into existence. Okay. Introduction of neobank and embedded finance. These two models came into existence during this period because of the fintech and neobanking. RBI's regulatory sandbox framework has came also expanded and also framed in 2019. Digital lending consumer growth has happened during this period. Cybersecurity, privacy, and the data governance was also covered as far as Digital Personal Data Protection Act and as per RBI's Cyber Security Framework Act. the cyber security and privacy data governance was maintained by the banks. Financial inclusion and environmental, social and governance focus came into existence very recently because business correspondent and micro ATMs are established in very, very remote area of the country, and focus was given to the green retail products and the environmental, social and governance model, which is linked to the financing to promote the sustainability, came into existence. Next stage will be 2025 onward and beyond. What is expected or future of retail banking? What could be future banking retail? Emerging feature will be AI and artificial intelligence driven analytics. Artificial intelligence driven analytics for credit scoring may be used. Open banking and account aggregator framework allows the customer to control and share the financial data. Central bank digital commerce, digital currency for the secure and instant retail settlement. Voice based and biometric banking that has been developed. ESG goal, that is environmental, social and governance goals, and inclusive of financial metrics into the bank performance evaluation has taken place. Whatever we have discussed about the various periods, how the evolution takes place of digital banking is tabulated here in this table. You may please refer this table for your better understanding. Now let us understand, it is not only retail banking, but there is another type of business, that is wholesale banking. If you talk about only people and not the companies, for the companies there is a wholesale banking, right? So retail banking versus wholesale banking. Let us have an initial understanding about this. So while retail banking is focusing on individual customers and households, right? Then wholesale banking serves the large entities such as corporation, public sector undertaking, financial institutions and government bodies. Both the segments are essential for the society, for functioning and profitability of the bank. So there are two divisions in the banking. Always there is a retail banking and wholesale banking is separately, but overall it is a credit portfolio or it is a deposit portfolio. The customer profile, product range, transaction size, risk exposure and revenue structure is defined to which type of product or which type of company or which type of services are governed or will be taken care by retail banking or wholesale banking. An understanding in distinction between the retail and wholesale banking is little bit critical, but appreciating the balance and diversification of the strategy that banks adopt to achieve the sustainable growth and financial stability. Here is the differences are given as far as the target customer, transaction size, volume, nature of product, then types of product, revenue source, risk profile, customer relationship, regular emphasis, then delivery channel and technology usage, as well as impact on the banking stability. Retail banking as well as wholesale banking is tabulated against each other. You may please go through this chart for better understanding. Complementary between the retail banking and wholesale banking. There is always diversification of risk and diversification in revenue. That should be earmarked. So retail banking provides steady income stream through the mass market product, while wholesale banking generates the high margin profit from the large deal, and combination stabilize the overall bank's performance. Then these two segments, retail and corporate or retail and wholesale, you can say these are the complementary to each other. Another complementary is the liquidity and resources utilization. Deposit mobilization through the credit or through the retail banking, these funds will remain with the bank, and against which the loan will be granted. These resources will be utilized. Okay, then cross-selling opportunities will be there. Technological integration was happening to understand what is retail and what is which product is retail and which product is corporate or it's a wholesale. Then strategic balance. The optimal mix of the retail and wholesale banking operations enables banks to sustain the profitability across the economy cycle. The retail income buffers against the downturn of the corporate lending, while wholesale profits strengthen the capital during the expansion. Here is a risk and return characteristic is given. Against, you may refer this chart for better understanding of the aspect like credit risk, market risk, operational risk, return on assets, and capital requirement, both for retail as well as the wholesale banking. So retail banking contributes balance sheet liability, balance sheet stability, while wholesale banking provides the capital efficiency and profitability potential. Retail banking consists of contributes for balance sheet stability, right? That is very important. That is why it is repeated. And capital efficiency and profitability potential is by wholesale banking, right? Importance of retail banking in financial intermediation. What are the key contribution by the retail banking in financial intermediation? One is the resource mobilization, because it covers so many people, so many households. So from that, resources are getting mobilized as deposit in terms of the account opening and deposit, right? Then credit dispensation, small amount. That under retail banking, it provides the credit access to the individuals and the small borrowers, reducing the income inequality. Then financial inclusion, it expands the access to the formal banking through the digital and branch-based channels. Then economic growth also, it happens because it stimulates the consumption and the investment by providing easy credit. Stability and profitability for the bank, as well as innovation and competition, these drives the development of new technology and product. Concept of financial intermediation. Now you will surprise that what the financial intermediation comes under the retail banking and how it transforms saving into productive investment. Now the critical roles which banks are performed under this framework of the financial intermediaries consist of mobilizing the saving, collecting small deposit from the individuals and households through the savings and current and fixed deposit form, allocation of the credit, lending to the small borrowers, managing the risk, that is diversification of risk. It is not granted to only one individual a big amount, like wholesale banking it happens. So risk is divided, so there will be diversification of the risk. Then facilitating payment. It provides the mechanism for the safe and efficient domestic and international payment, as well as promoting the stability for maintaining the confidence in the financial system through the prudential regulation and customer trust. Retail banking as a core of financial intermediation. How it can be a core of financial intermediation? One is by mobilization of household saving. Retail banking encourages the saving by offering the accessible and secure deposit products, saving, recurring and term deposit. Credit flow, yes, retail credit such as housing loan, vehicle loan, personal loan, etc., they can be given. Then promoting the financial inclusion by gateway by using the gateway to the formal finance for the individual through the initiative like Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana or business correspondent model or Aadhaar enabled payment system or the digital public infrastructure DPI framework such as UPI, and millions of previously unbanked citizens have gained access to the banking services, supporting the consumer and economic growth. It aggregates all the demand and supporting the industrial growth and employment generation. Next will be retail banking ensures stability and diversification. Retail banking contributes to the stability of financial system, and deposits are typically, that is, sticky and low cost, so providing the stable and funding source for usage by the banks. then it facilitates the digital payment and cashless economy, as well as enhancing the financial literacy and consumer empowerment. Role of retail banking in India's financial architecture, if you look at from the different perspective, three level. One is a systematic level. Systematic level consists of retail banking ensures liquidity, circulation, stability and trust in the financial system. And institutional level, if you look at, it will have a steady income stream for the banks and it mitigates the volatility and corporate and treasury activities. At individual level, if you see, for individuals, retail bank provides financial access and security of savings to credit for the life goals. Regulatory and policy perspective, if you look at, there will be Reserve Bank of India and the Government of India have recognized this retail banking as a strategic instrument for inclusion growth, and therefore the next one will be KYC policy and regulatory framework of Reserve Bank of India by issuing master direction, digital lending guidelines and KYC ML guidelines issued by Reserve Bank of India. Financial inclusion payment system, which initiatives consist of, as well as the credit information and consumer protection. Thus, the regulatory ecosystem, it ensures that retail banking functions as a safe, inclusive and growth-oriented intermediary. Technology transformation in retail banking, you can say that the key innovations are there, that is artificial intelligence-driven credit scoring, open banking app, that is open banking API, which enables the collection between the banks and fintechs and connection between banks and fintechs, and the digital onboarding, that is eKYC for simplified account opening. Central bank digital currency, which has came into existence, was a pilot for the project for Reserve Bank of India for wholesale and retail banking. Regulate technology and super tech solutions, ensuring the compliance and automation. Contribution to the sustainable and inclusive growth consists of sustainable finance by supporting credit to the green housing, electric mobility and renewable energy consumption. The Reserve Bank of India has recently emphasized on ESG, environmental, social and governance model integration in banking practices. Through this inclusion, the digital empowerment and responsible inclusion, responsible lending, retail banking strengthens both economic sustainability and social equality, right? Then regulatory and complex framework of the retail banking in India, particularly from the regulatory perspective, Reserve Bank of India, key regulatory authority for retail banking is Reserve Bank of India. Then Ministry of Finance, Financial Intelligence NIST, FIUIND, that is, this is under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA Act 2002, where FIUIND monitors and investigates the suspicious transaction, financial transactions reported by various banks. Other regulatory body consists of Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority, that is IRDAI, Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is SEBI, and third one is the Digital Data Protection Board of India, that is DPBI. Major legislature, whatever act are governed, various acts was passed in the parliament and introduced through the Reserve Bank of India on the banking, particularly retail banking. The list is provided here for your academic interest. RBI regulatory framework consists of licensing and governance, prudential regulation. Licensing and governance means guidelines for establishment of universal bank, small finance bank or payment bank, which recently came. So licensing is very much required. For that, master directions and circulars have been issued by RBI. Then prudential regulation, which consists of, for the banks, that is Basel III implementation is required. Exposure norms, that is asset classification and provisioning norms, has to be maintained by the respective banks, and the consumer protection and fair practices, as well as KYC, AML, CFT regulations as per the master direction issued by the RBI on KYC as well as AML and CFT compliance. Digital banking and cybersecurity master direction and lending, digital lending guidelines, which were issued by the Reserve Bank of India, need to be followed up. Data protection and privacy compliance as per the Data Protection Act 2023 and Financial Inclusion and Priority Sector Obligation. As per PSL norms, priority sector lending norms and financial inclusion plans, that is FIP's lead bank scheme is revised in 2024. So these are the aspects from the regulatory perspective also applicable to the retail banking. Based on that, there will be a compliance and the risk management framework, which consists of compliance department should have the chief compliance officer, internal audit should be taken, and concurrent audit also should be there, which is conducted as per the RBI guidelines. Risk-based supervision also should be there by RBI. RBI supervisory program for assessment of the risk and capital, that is SPRC, and cyber security and fraud risk monitoring should be done to the implementation of the real-time transaction, ESG and sustainability reporting from the climate risk and sustainability finance is required to be reported to RBI, and it has to be ESG standard has to be maintained by each and every bank. Then there are certain emerging trends we will look into, that is artificial intelligence in retail banking is very important and it will be taken into consideration for the further development, machine learning and generative AI. These are the three aspects under the retail banking globally for 2025 outward, that there may be a personalized customer journey or predictive analysis, or maybe there will be automated advisory and decision making process. Digital first and new bank only digital only delivery. This digital first and new banks, the rise of these by incumbent is major trend in India. Hybrid model, that is physical and digital, persist, but emphasis is shifting further toward the mobile first, cloud enabled and API driven banking. Open banking and embedded banking finance and platform ecosystem. Through this open banking and account aggregated framework, banks are enabling the third party access with consent to the customer financial data, which enables the new services like financial dashboard and financial personal finance management, etc. And in embedded finance, where the banking services are built into non-bank platform, that is e-commerce, mobility, or lifestyle application apps, etc., is gaining traction. Real-time payment, cash to digital transactions, and the payment innovation. This is contactless payment under cybersecurity, data privacy, and digital. It is digital risk management. These are the channels which proliferate. So these two, the cyber security, cyber risk, data breaches, and fraud and regulatory scrutiny. Banks must invest in this robust things so as to sustain the confidence in the market. Sustainability of ESG and ethical banking, credit innovation, alternative data financial, then cloud outstanding or modular as a service model, or data analytics and personalization and customer experience, then branch model evolution and hybrid engagement are some of the important ways where the retail banking sector is looking forward to develop in coming years. Okay, the implication of this Indian retail banking institutions for retail banking in India, both public and private sector banks, the trend is something important to understand, because it translates into several strategic implications. First one is strategic investment in technology, that is what it is expected, and it is that is the future outlook also. Then business model transformation, talent and organizational changes, risk and compliance in re-engineering, customer re-engagement, cost optimization and efficiency, inclusive of growth and new segment, and sustainable finance as a grower. Challenges are several. Legacy system and technical debt, where many banks still operate under the older core banking system, making the transformation slow and expensive. Regulatory and ethical consideration, which can be replaced by using the AI, alternative data and digital onboard. Cybersecurity threats, as digital penetration grows, there is always exposure, and the breaches can also erode the trust and invite the regulatory sanctions. Data privacy and customer consent is also important for managing the large volumes of the customer data. Raises the questions of consent as well as cross-border data flow and ownership. Competition and margin pressure, financial inclusion and profitability, change management, etc., need to be looked from the future course of action from the retail banking perspective. With this, we have completed our discussion of our first chapter, this introduction to the retail banking. Thank you very much.